today on The Travel Guys.
Up front in the travel news, Hawaii has one less airline and Thailand has a controversial new tourism promotion. We have details.
Coming up about 2:15, we have the story of Airbnb, a way for you to avoid cookie cutter hotels or even make a few bucks on the side.
The deal of the week features a great price on a repositioning cruise. What's a repositioning cruise? Get educated at 2:35.
At 2:47, road reporter Steve LaRosa joins us here to tell us about his latest local journey. And guess what, folks? There will be prizes to be won.
Was that name hard for you there? You kind of stumbled over the Steve
LaRosa. Because he's looking at me.
Absolutely. All that surrounded by a wealth of travel information. Today, there are three of us in the studio on The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man, king of the road, riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks, I want a Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Welcome, everyone. It's a beautiful Sunday. It is the Travel Guys on the radio. Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacation is there. Well, yeah. And my tongue is... I'm having one of those days, and I did not drink...
Professional radio guy.
I did not drink today before the show like I usually do, either. This is Tom Romano, and across the way is Steve LaRosa. Steve, welcome, and thanks for coming in today.
And by the way, guys, I drank heavily before the show, so...
Well, that's certainly good news. The FCC or the FAA or somebody will be happy to hear all about that. Mr.
Well,
Romano?
We're nowhere near the transmitter. The whole deal was there's no drinking if you're within like 50 yards of the transmitter.
It's kind of like being 100 feet from the poles or something
exactly.
Like that.
Exactly.
Huh? I had a nice trip to spring training. Took a bunch of sports leisure travelers down there. We watched baseball in the sunshine for 5 days. Had a former major league umpire who came and talked to us. Told
awesome.
Us all about behind the scenes stuff.
I've never been. I have a lot of relatives that go. For those that haven't and can't really visualize what that's all about, you don't just like go and watch all the players play at like one stadium, do you?
No. In the greater Phoenix area, there must be 10 stadiums now. There are 15 teams training down in the greater Phoenix area. So you can, within an hour, hour and a half, all the different suburban areas, you can see just about half of the major league teams. Of course, the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks went over to Australia. That didn't go real well for the Diamondbacks. But
Steve goes to spring training, but it's for a totally different purpose.
It is?
Never mind.
He tossed me.
Does it have something to do with scantily clad women or something?
I don't know,
something
Steve,
like that?
Been to spring training?
I'll vote for that. No, I have never been there. How many people in the stands, Mark?
A lot. The Giants sell every seat to every game after the first week of spring training, and which is somewhere in the neighborhood of 12,000, 13,000. And if they had 17,000 or 18,000 seats, I'm guessing they would sell those. We paid $47 to sit in a reserved seat that wasn't covered. So for a spring training game, those seats used to go for about $6. Anyway, we better get on with the show here because we have a lot of stuff to do today.
Yeah, let's do it. It's time to check out the travel news. Travel music, please. Travel news music. There it is. Besides the Malaysian airliner.
Every once in a while you catch those. The band is not quite ready.
Yes. They were tuning
besides,
up.
Besides that in the travel news.
Yes,
in
that's
travel
really
news.
A tragic but non-developing story. I love it. Breaking news every time somebody sees something floating in the ocean on CNN. All right, let's talk about some legitimate travel news here. Mesa Air, which is also known as Go Airlines in Hawaii, they went to the islands about 8 years ago, and they created a fare war, which ultimately meant the demise of Aloha Airlines, a longtime locally owned airline, went kaput. Go won the fare wars, and now 6-7 years later, Go is down to 250 passenger airplanes, and they have announced as of the end of March, they are leaving the islands. They are part of the Mesa Air Group, which is a big commuter airline here.
There
was
Hawaiian and Aloha, and I mean, you always counted on them to do puddle jumping.
And now there will only be Hawaiian, and so guess what's going to happen in Hawaii? Very soon, look for inter-island airfares to probably go up $20 or $30 across the board, because now there is no low fare alternative. Speaking of things that are going up, we've been telling you about how it's the time of the year. It's the season for hotels and airlines to revise their award charts, and it never goes well for those who are loyal followers of that particular brand. Marriott has upped prices, award prices at 20% of their hotels. There is a speck of good news. They decreased the price. Award price at 6% of the hotels, so 20 to 6. You have until April the 8th to be able to reserve at the old prices if you care to do so. So another small devaluation of your valuable points and miles and things like that.
There you go. That's
use them quickly because they will never be worth as much tomorrow as they are today. Here's some good news for frequent flyers. JetBlue wants elite flyers. If you are an elite flyer with any other airline, JetBlue would like you to be an elite flyer with JetBlue. And this is how it works. There's two ways. If you already have elite status with another carrier, JetBlue will grant you True Blue status through the end of this year and give you a challenge to bake True Blue status for next year. So if you want to be a premier traveler on JetBlue, the benefits are not quite as great. They don't have a first class cabin, but nonetheless, they do have extra legroom seats and free TV. It's not a bad airline.
So there we go. Now it's about buying loyalty.
Oh, yeah. Well, you've always been able. Did you know that? You've always been able to do that. With most airlines, if you were a top-tier flyer on American and you called United up and said, I'm a top-tier flyer on American and I want to defect, United generally would offer you a three-month challenge at a quarter of what it takes to qualify for a year, give you that status for those 3 months while you're working on the challenge, and if you make it, why, then you're in.
Are you saying you can transfer miles, too?
No, you can't transfer miles, but you can go to a second airline and say, hey, I'm a top-tier flyer with this first airline, or hotels, it generally works also, and I'd like to be, I've decided to move my business, and I'd like to move it to you, and generally they will give you it's called a challenge, for a short period of time to be able to gather up enough miles, points, stays, whatever it is that they require. And generally, if you require to get 100,000 miles for a year, you're required to amass 25,000 in 3 months. So it's kind of a way to shift and not lose loyalty along the way. All right. Thailand, I mentioned in the headlines, has a new tourism promotion. This is kind of interesting. They have launched an extreme makeover tourism campaign, the centerpiece of which is a contest that awards facial plastic surgery to the lucky winner. Women between the ages of 25 and 45, both of you are laughing, stop it, are called to submit photos of their faces and fill out an extensive medical questionnaire to enter to win a brand new look that will change your life forever.
So ugliness or being disfigured could win you something.
The newsman ignores the comments and continues on. Once you upload images of yourself, your pictures will appear on the Thailand Extreme Makeover site, where people can vote for the faces that are most deserving of surgery. The columnist from Smarter Travel, I should point out, is really not too happy about this. She calls it the most offensive tourism campaign ever.
Yeah, right there, I'll tell you, you know.
Between 20 and your pictures go up. What if you're? I don't even want to go there. All right, one more. This is a really good story about customer service. You know, we talk sometimes about bad people in the travel industry who don't do right by people. I'm not a particular fan of Budget Rent-A-Car, but here is kudos to Budget Rent-A-Car. Consider what happened to Virginia Bilikowitz's father, who rented a car from Budget recently. Shortly after he picked up the vehicle in Knoxville, Tennessee, he suffered a heart attack and died. Here the car is out there. The man is dead. The family didn't know that he'd rented the car. The car is out there for over 2 weeks, but the rental car company didn't accept a penny of the family's money because it was the right thing to do, they said. Budget's late rental cost it hundreds of dollars, and the writer of this story made a huge effort to find the employee who zeroed out the bill, because here's the interesting thing. It isn't clear if the agent who waived the rental fee was rewarded for his actions or punished. Many airline employees, for example, are strictly forbidden from offering passengers waivers and favors, we call them, even as their bosses boast about employee empowerment. So the reality is that the person who did this great favor for the customer whose family member had passed away might or might not have been rewarded for it.
Well, you know, so often they would just ignore that and they would charge you anyway. We were talking not that long ago about the ways of being able to get your money back for canceling a flight. And I think one of the only ways was if you died and you had a death certificate to prove it.
Yeah, and you had to present it personally. All right, we got to get out of here. That's the travel news. When we come back after the break, we have got a great interview for you. We're going to talk about Airbnb, the way that you can stay when you're away from home and not stay in a hotel.
And we'll actually be talking with a host family that's a part of the Airbnb. You're going to love it. It's coming up in just a moment right here on The Travel Guys.
We are the Travel Guys on News Radio KFVK. Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. I'm Tom Romano, and you've heard us talk over the last few weeks about something called Airbnb. Mark, for those that may not have heard any of our previous programs, why don't you start off and tell folks a little bit about what Airbnb is before you introduce our guest today, okay?
Well, Tom, it is one of the newer internet phenomenons. It started about 5 years ago. They had some very rough sledding in the beginning, but for the last few years, it has been growing by leaps and bounds. It is an internet sensation. It's spelled Airbnb, literally Airbnb. That's how you spell it, and you can look it up on the internet. You can go to travelguysradio.com, and there'll be a link there. But the concept here is that people can rent out their homes or parts of their home to other travelers who are coming from far away and might be in need of accommodations and not be desirous of hotels or some of the other cookie-cutter accommodations that might be available to them. So it's kind of like StubHub for hotel rooms, Tom, if you will. People have extra tickets, so they try to peddle them online to other people. Well, here people have extra space in their home or their condo or their vacation home or whatever it might be, and so they're trying to make a buck that way. Sounds like a pretty good idea to me.
Sure does. And we had a listener give us a call after hearing about our conversation on KFBK about Airbnb, and we'd like to welcome to the program Tom Claycomb. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thank you for inviting me.
You're very welcome, Tom. It's nice to have you here. Now, I understand you're in a little town of Oakley, which is near Antioch. So you're kind of sort of halfway between Sacramento and San Francisco. And thank you for being a KFBK listener. And you and your wife have been renting out a room in your home now for the better part of a year with Airbnb. How is that going for you?
It's going excellent. Actually, it's several rooms. We have two bedrooms available, which is one of the advantages that a lot of people need two bedrooms instead of just one, and it's gone very well.
What prompted you, Tom, to want to get involved in the Airbnb program? How did you hear about it? What was the decision like?
We have a large ranch-style home, and we raised our three daughters here, but we have the empty nest syndrome now. And so we've had guests here over the years. We've had weddings and family reunions and had guests. So we said, hey, why not rent out some of these bedrooms? And so we started doing that. My wife looked up on the internet, found Airbnb, and the rest is history. We went on there on June 11th, and we've had wonderful people here from seven different states, a couple of different guys from Canada. Our favorites were the young Russian family that was here for 16 days. We even had one lady that was born and raised in Korea, but she's a U.S. citizen now. So just wonderful people that we've had. And if you go on to our site, you can see the wonderful reviews that they've given us. So it's really been a wonderful experience.
It strikes me, Tom Romano, that Tom Claycomb here, his house sounds like, you know, there's always a house in the neighborhood where the kids gravitate to when you're growing up and, you know, where it seems like things are always happening and stuff like that. It kind of becomes a hub place. It sounds like Tom's home maybe is someplace like that because it sounds like he and his wife are certainly very open to meeting people from other places. Tom, if you don't mind, tell us what does a night renting one of the extra bedrooms in your home, what does that cost somebody if they go on the Airbnb website?
We currently, Airbnb lets you set your own price, but we currently have, if you rent one of the bedrooms, it's $65 per night, and then we have weekly and monthly rates also. But if you rent both of the bedrooms, say you have a couple and maybe two kids that want the twin bedroom, then it's only $50 for this second room.
Now, Tom,
it'd be $115 for both rooms.
Okay, so and some percentage of that you pay to Airbnb, or they extract a percentage of that before they settle up with you?
That is correct. The Airbnb, if I was charging, say, $100 for, they would add on additional amount for you if you were renting it. And then whatever amount that they're paying to us, they collect 3%, and which I think is for the amount of service that they give to us and everything, that's fantastic. They charge us nothing for listing with them.
I have to ask you, Tom, do the people have access to, you know, the kind of the run of the house and the yard? Do you provide them with meals? Is it, since it is referred to as a B&B, tell me about what a guest is, I guess the term, entitled to staying with you.
Yes. The first question, yes, they have complete access to our home, including the swimming pool and spa. You know, with the exception of our master bedroom, which we stay in, we're on site all the time. We started out just going to serve continental breakfast, but then, you know, we like to eat too. So when my wife's fixing breakfast, we'll fix whatever they want, eggs, pancakes, whatever. And then a lot of times the people are here and then they ask, well, can they barbecue out there? And I said, sure, go ahead and barbecue. And then they invite us to join them. So it's just, you know, they kind of become like family. And if you read our reviews, you'll find that's what we do. By the time they leave, they feel like they're family.
Tom, I got to ask you this. Have there been any misfires? Have you had anybody come and stay in your home that you thought to yourself, well, you know, if they wanted to come back, maybe not so much?
I'm knocking on wood right now and saying no. We've been very fortunate, had wonderful people that some of them still email us, you know, and we become friends.
I related to you on the phone before we started the interview that I've had some challenges in getting the Airbnb people to come on the air, and that was a little disconcerting to me, but that you, as someone who works with them, that you have access and you have a helpline to get assistance and stuff like that. So if I call you a vendor for a second, because that's kind of your relationship, that you have no communication problems per se with Airbnb.
Absolutely none. We probably had to call the help desk, you know, even when we were listing for help with that. And I don't know, probably at least a dozen or a couple dozen times. And every time we've gotten some person on the phone that has been very helpful, very articulate, and had wonderful service from them.
Tom, it sounds like that you and your wife have had really some wonderfully positive experiences with Airbnb. And I really do thank you for taking a few minutes with us, for reaching out to us and allowing us to spend a few minutes with you to talk about your experiences with Airbnb, because I think they are of great value to our listeners. For those casual people out there who have never done anything like this, either on the buying side or the selling side, here's a man who has had some tremendous success with it. Tom, best of success to you and your wife, and thanks for being a loyal KFBK and Travel Guys listener.
Thank you, and stay in touch with us.
And we are the Travel Guys on News Radio KFBK. Mark, during the interview there, you alluded to the fact that you had tried to reach the people from Airbnb to have them on as a guest on our show, and you had some problems. Tell me about that.
Yeah, they kind of got cold feet. I when we started working on the story a couple of weeks ago, it was before the story which broke last week about the guy, the comedian in New York City, who rented his apartment out and it turned over his keys, forgot something, came back to his apartment 3 hours later and found that a sex party for oversized people was going on in his apartment and the place had been trashed. He got very upset. It's gotten a lot of national coverage. We started working on this story before that happened, and I think the Airbnb people just got perhaps a little gun shy, but they weren't willing to come on and talk to us about their program, I guess for fear of being ambushed about this thing. But we'll try to get them on next week. It was nice of Tom to spend some time with us and explain how the program works. Now I'd like to get somebody on who has stayed within Airbnb properties a few times and hear what they have to say.
And we have made some contact with just those people, and that'll be coming up in future shows. We'll tell you when. Look, Mark, on the flip side of the news, we've got
the deal of the week.
Deal of the week.
Gwen's calling us with the deal of the week. Has to do with a cruise. And we've got Steve LaRosa here. So we've still got lots to go. We are the Travel Guys. We are only halfway home right here on 1530 and 93.1 KFBK.
We're on the road again. It's the Travel Guys. Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacation. We got Steve LaRosa singing along with Willie Nelson. You used to be in Willie's band, didn't you?
Yes, I was. I played bass.
Probably best not to give up the day job, I would think.
Well, you never know.
You never...
He has no day job, so there.
Opportunity. Okay. Listen, we have some more on Airbnb here before we move along with the program. We mentioned that they were not available to talk to us, but they did send us a statement. And it says, over 11 million guests have had a safe and positive experience on Airbnb, and problems for hosts and guests are incredibly rare, but when they happen, we try to make things right. We were appalled when we learned about this incident. That's the guy in New York with the apartment. And we took immediate action to help this host. The individual who rented this space has been permanently removed from our site. We reimbursed the host for damages to his apartment and ensured he has a new place to stay. He also, as a comedian, has lots of new material. In the days ahead, we'll continue to work with the host and assist him with his additional needs, and we're cooperative with law enforcement, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, they did respond quickly, and so hopefully they'll come in person and explain. The company was founded in 2008. So they have, they're in over 34,000 cities around the world.
They're basically an online company. They don't have a storefront, and they don't have a personal presence to speak of.
No, and they don't have a phone number where you can contact
them.
And
that might have some impact on perhaps their customer service. Now, the gentleman that rented his apartment, did I not read that he charged
his home?
His home. He did charge them $23,000.
Oh no, the guy in New York. Yes, he got $23,000 and fairly immediately.
I mean, $23,000. You should be no. I'm not.
Plus, he's a comedian. So think of all the new material he now has. Yeah. To all right, moving along, shifting gears here. We have it's time for a deal of the week. We have
deal of the week.
Weren't you going to find us some really good music for that sometime?
I thought I did, but yeah. Yeah. Forgot to give it to Luis. Okay. Remember, you and I picked it out together, I think.
Gwen Duncan is joining us on the phone. Gwen is the owner of Cordially Yours Travel. Good afternoon, Gwen.
Hello, guys.
Hey, we're just kind of hanging loose here, mostly hanging. Gwen, you have a great deal for us. A great deal of the week has to do with a cruise, perhaps?
Yes, it does. It's not a cruise that's going to be good for everybody, but the ones that are out there, they're repositioning cruises.
Okay, wait, before you tell us about the cruise, tell us what a repositioning cruise is.
Okay, that's when the cruise lines are redirecting their ships from one area to a different destination. This is usually like the ship lines will get rid of their ships out of the Caribbean because of the hurricane season, and they go in one of two different directions. One is to Europe and the other to Alaska. And those are one-time trips that happen in May and then again in September to come back to the Caribbean.
Well, I'm glad you explained that, Gwen, because I thought for sure you were going to say a repositioning cruise was one where you book to go one place, and right in the middle of the cruise, they says, guess what?
Yeah.
You're not going to Tahiti. You're going to wherever.
Bakersfield.
Yeah. Bakersfield,
So, Gwen, what do you got for us in repositioning cruise?
For you, and by the way, there are many of them, and so I did put a link on my website to show some of the other options. But the one that I've got, it's departing April the 16th, and it is for a 16-night cruise, and it's on Royal Caribbean. It does the Caribbean and Spain. And actually, it's April the 26th, and it arrives into Spain on May 17th. It's only $479 for an inside cabin, and, Mark, that includes the port charges.
Wow, so that's like, what, $30 or $40 a night?
That's exactly what it is.
That's quite a deal.
That's if it's an inside cabin. They still have options for outside ocean view, actually, and balconies.
Now, these repositioning cruises can be found. This one is in Europe, and it's about a month away. So for somebody who could go on short notice, go to TravelGuysRadio.com. There will be a link to Gwen's website where you can get on that. But there are also repositioning cruises up and down the east and west coasts of North America every year, every spring and every fall. Yeah. Ships going to and from Alaska, Canada, etc. And prices generally on those repositioning cruises can be spectacular.
Yes, and they don't have to be 16 days long. Some of them on the west coast are 2 and 3 days. They go from LA all the way up to Vancouver.
Gwen, I wanted to ask you something before we let you go here today. Somebody asked me the other day, and technically I'm a tour operator and not really a travel agent per se. And somebody asked me, they said, well, you know, why would I can book all of my travel online. Why would I want to use a travel agent? And I was a little bit stymied, and I thought, you know, next time I talk to Gwen, I'll put that question to her. So if you don't mind me putting you on the spot, let me ask you, I have two questions here. What's the single biggest reason to use a travel agent?
Okay, I'm going to qualify it, but it would be service. And to deserve your loyalty and money, a travel agent must provide a service that's better, faster, and more affordable than you could do by yourself. Otherwise, of course, you would do it by yourself.
Now, so let me ask you another question. Is the flip side of this, when you are a travel agent, when would you not use a travel agent or consultant?
I would not use one if I was doing point-to-point air.
So if you were just buying a ticket from Sacramento to Washington, D.C.
We call them VFF trips, as visiting family and friends. If you're going to just fly someplace, you don't need a car or lodging on the other end. There's so many opportunities on the Internet with the Kayak and Viomma and some of the other different websites that they give you enough information that you'd be able to get exactly what you want, know how long it's going to take and everything on your own. And I would certainly do that by myself. I recommend clients to do that.
Gwen, are travel agents licensed in any way? Is there any way for somebody who says that they're a travel consultant, is there a way for someone to know for sure that that person is truly a professional?
You know, that's a great question. That's a very great question. No, they're not licensed, but they are certified. And everybody who is intending on working with a travel agent should check about those credentials. You can go to ASTA and find out some things. That's the American Society of Travel Agents. But the state, each state has their own rules. Here in California, it's the California Seller of Travel. And that has to be on all advertisement, on their business cards and everything. So you can't just print a business card and say, I are a travel agent. The people, if they really want to know, they're working with somebody who has expertise, knowledge, experience.
And if they're working with somebody in California, that CST number would be something that you'd be looking for on their in their advertising, on their website, on their business card, something.
Absolutely.
Something
and that
like
also
that
protects them on the TCRC, which is the Travel Consumer Restitution. If they have an issue, then the restitution fund can reimburse them if the person has contributed towards that. And
yes.
Those are required.
Something that came up in California about 15 years ago and really has been very effective, not only in reimbursing people, but also in keeping some of the bad travel people out of town. Gwen, repositioning cruise in Europe, 16 days for about $35 a night. Plus, you got to get an airline ticket to get there, so you got to move on it quickly. Go to travelguysradio.com. There'll be a link there. Gwen is with Cordially Yours Travel. Thank you for coming back with the deal of the week. Gwen, we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Wonderful. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Mark, Sports Leisure Vacations does some cruising from time to time.
We do.
In
fact, we have one of these repositioning cruises in September, we're taking 35 people on, and I would have promoted it a little more heavily, but it's sold out. So repositioning cruises are very popular because the cruise lines generally are willing to take less money because they know they have to move the ship from A to B, and so they don't want to send it there empty.
Question for the novice cruiser. What destination would you recommend?
Ooh,
and how many days?
For the novice cruiser.
First cruise.
For your first cruise.
And let's talk about people cruising, of course, leaving from California.
I'd leave from someplace in the United States or return to someplace in the United States. I wouldn't go overseas for my first cruise. I'd do something perhaps to Alaska. Tends to be a little more expensive than some of the other destinations because Alaska is a short season. Caribbean is cheap, and there's a plethora of itineraries that go down that go down there. Even something that's a little 3 or 4 day thing, just to sample it.
A lot of people do the Mexico cruise.
They do.
Cabo, whatever. What about that?
The Mexico cruise is a good cruise, but there is a really bad stretch of rough water off the coast of San Diego. And so if you're going to take a Mexico cruise, make sure that you board either in San Diego or fly to Mexico and take a cruise that's just within Mexico.
We are the Travel Guys on KFBK, and it's time to award a travel listener. Let me draw the winning name here.
Yes, the winner, one of the Travel Guys.
I don't get to do much else. I never get to travel, but because I'm always here.
And you're going to be here the next week. We should take advantage of this opportunity to mention that next week, I will be in New Orleans while you're here, tasting wonderful food, beignets, desserts, bananas Foster. And the next week, I'll be in Hawaii.
And I will be enjoying it vicariously as usual.
All right. Each week, we award a sports leisure traveler a $50 travel certificate right here. And if you are listening to the radio and you call our office tomorrow and tell us that you heard your name, then it doubles to $100. This week's winner is Chris Poff, P-O-F-F, Chris Poff, who went with us on the snow train to Reno earlier this month. If you are listening or you have a friend listening who could tell you that you've just heard your name on the radio, why, give us a call tomorrow. Either way, you are a winner.
I did that. It wasn't the snow train. I did the Reno Fun Train just recently. It was their last trip, and you'll have to ask me. I'll give you some travel stuff on that.
Okay.
I know you guys have your sports leisure.
We do.
You have your own train, don't you?
No, we don't have our own train. We ride on the Amtrak train.
Okay.
But we'll have to talk about that one of these times. But not today, because Steve is waiting to talk to us, and we have some things we have to sell before that happens.
Coming up after the break, Steve LaRosa takes us on the road, not very far away. Huh? What do they say? If you haven't been to Woodland lately, you haven't been to Woodland, I think.
I think they say that.
Yeah.
If you haven't been to Woodland, you haven't been to the airport.
If you plan to welcome back. It's Nat King Cole and a little Route 66. We're going to have to do a Route 66 show pretty soon, Mark.
We are going to have to do one. I'll go out on the road. I can wander around and get lost on Route 66 without much urging whatsoever. Speaking of people who like to go out and wander around and get lost, a man who has been lost many times in the greater Sacramento area.
Appreciate the support, fellas.
Only to be found and returned right here to the Travel Guys at KFBK. None other than Steve LaRosa. Steve, you got on your bicycle and...
I did. A 57 Corvette, like Buzz and Todd, but I didn't do Route 66. Spent a day in Woodland, and I'm going to tell you all about it in five minutes.
What was it that possessed you to pick Woodland? How did you... You know, a lot of people have know where Woodland
out of
is.
Other
very
places
few
to go,
have visited. What was the inspiration?
Dartboard.
Okay. All right.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it.
I was just
looking up here in preparation for our interview. I was going to dazzle you by telling you how Woodland got its name, but in going over the Wikipedia page for Woodland, it doesn't say how Woodland got its name. I mean, I'm guessing it's fairly easy, but a guy opened a store there and called it YOLO City, and then somehow it became Woodland after that. But anyway, we fast forward 150 years later, and Steve LaRosa is wandering the streets of Woodland. What did you find?
Well, Mark, you've been there many times with your group that you take to Woodland. But
yes, we go up to the Woodland Opera House for shows quite often.
And I would suggest, if you're going to go to Woodland, park on Main Street or close to it and just stroll down Main Street. You got a great selection of antique shops, Western wear, art galleries, and fun little eateries there. One of which we went to, it was called the Burger Saloon. Now, it's right there on Main Street at First Street. And guess what they serve mostly?
Mostly, I don't know, burgers?
You guys, the brain trust on this show is stunning. Great, great. You see your little menus I gave you guys.
Great, I have mine here.
Great variety of burgers and
you
fries.
You notice he didn't bring us any burgers.
And I got to tell you, everything we had was really good. And they also have a whole list of craft beers that they change every week, I think.
I hope the burgers are bigger than the menu. Is this the actual size of the menu, or is this the business card version?
This is for tiny people.
Oh, I see.
No, that was the takeout.
Pocket version.
Exactly. But what's fun is right across the street...
Did you get a free burger out of this? Because they got about a minute on the radio. I'm hoping that you at least got a burger.
I did. We got a nice sampling of burgers, blue cheese fries.
And you took some
excellent,
lovely pictures that we wanted to post on our website so people could follow along, but some technology intervened and
we'll
the pictures
that.
Are
we'll
not there.
That.
So they just have to visualize it in their brain.
Okay, across the street.
Yeah, that one of those great old Rexall drugstores. And if you like the old medicine bottles and things like that,
sure. You get some wax lips there.
That would be colossal if you could. I didn't see them.
The wax, yeah, you remember those?
Oh yeah,
they should have those.
Yeah. What else is fun? Right off the main drag there, Main Street. Stroll around College Street or First Street to see the great old Victorians, Mark. You know those.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's a great little hidden museum down there in a neighborhood in Woodland.
Love this place. It's called Reefs, R-E-I-F-F, apostrophe S, Old Time Gas Station Automotive Museum. Now, Tom, this thing is right in the middle of a neighborhood. It's a couple of blocks off Main Street.
It's a great collection. I mean, it's worthy of Route 66. It really is a fun place.
You drive past it if you happen to be driving down the street and you go, what the heck? He's got gas pumps out front. He's got a Bob's Big Boy on the roof. He's got all these old time gas pumps. He's got a diner in the back. You go around the side, it looks like the front entrance of an old movie theater. Up on top of the roof, there's a car crashing, a plane crashing into the roof, car crashing into the side. And you can actually...
It's a great place.
You can take groups there. Go on reefsgasstation.com or call 530-666-1758.
Can you actually get gas there?
You cannot. You can if you eat the wrong thing at his annual. If you eat the wrong
his
thing.
His annual street bash. You were telling us about this.
It's a potluck, BYOB, on June 14th, live entertainment. He closes off the street. I said, you sure you want me to talk about this on the radio? He said, yeah, heck yeah. So everybody's invited, I guess.
On the 14th of June, you just BYOB. It's a huge community potluck right there in the middle of almost downtown Woodland. We would be remiss if we didn't mention Woodland's most significant landmark.
Yeah, the Opera House, which you've been to many times, Mark.
I have. It's they have a variety of wonderful, I would call it community theater. And generally, the shows are very good, and they're very affordable also.
Years ago, I saw Rain there, which, you know Rain, they do the
Beatles tribute band.
Yeah, and they're always at State Line or Vegas, and they were very good. But coming up, they're doing a Beach Boys tribute, and a Beatles tribute band is coming up. Go on their website for the Woodland Opera House. Also, another fun museum, that if I have any time left, Hedrick Ag History Center. Every kind of tractor you've ever seen or imagined. Tom, you mentioned the snow train. Mm-hmm. They got a tractor with, it looks like huge screwdrivers on each side. And that's how they went up over the pass when it was snowing with these things.
Drilled through the snow.
Pontoons. And then, we're giving away some tickets to the Opera House.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We are. And it's congratulations on wandering. Woodland really is a beautiful little town. I mean, people think of it just as an off-ramp off the freeway past the airport. But really and truly, as you have pointed out, you could go out there and spend a Sunday afternoon or a Saturday afternoon. And especially if you went and saw a show up in Woodland at the Opera House, we have some tickets to give away. And so if you would like to go and see Thoroughly Modern Millie, which is a show at the Opera House in May, the 2nd through the 25th. You can call us at 921-1530 or 800-834-1530. And the first four callers will take the winners off the air. The first four callers will all receive two tickets to see Thoroughly Modern Millie at the Woodland Opera House. 921-1530, 800-834-1530, Thoroughly Modern Millie tickets. Steve-O, thank you for coming by.
And, thank you, fellas.
You know, I can just see it right now. The people coming down, I guess it'd be off of I-5, perhaps, and they're listening to the Travel Guys on the radio, and they're hitting that Woodland exit right now, and they better be ready at the Burger Saloon. That's all I can tell you.
Great food.
The burgers. We're going to have to go up there sometime. Why does La Rosa get to go out and sample the hamburgers when we're,
somebody's got to do it.
A little local trivia. The guys who own the Burger Saloon, Lombardi Brothers, they actually had Hangar 17 on S Street here in town for a while.
Wow. Yeah. Speaking of good food, next week, I will be live in New Orleans at the Road Food Fest. in New Orleans. While you will be here, I will be interviewing people talking about eating beignets and bananas.
Is that
Foster
all you do in New Orleans is eat and drink? Isn't there something else to do?
Yes, and I'll be on the air, so I won't be drinking, but I'll probably sample a few little things down there. But it sounds like fun, a beignet eating contest. The next week, we go to Hawaii live. So the Travel Guys will be traveling. At least one side of the Travel Guys will be traveling.
I'll be here holding down the fort and making sure all the right buttons get pushed. And, well, thank you so much for joining us. Be sure to listen to Mark's Travel Tip of the Week right here on KFBK during the weekdays.
Go to TravelGuysRadio.com for all links to all the stuff on the show today and lots of exciting and interesting travel information. We are the Travel Guys. See you next week.